something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Fullness of God.
Hallelujah. You're here now. Doesn't matter how you came. It doesn't matter now. From where you are, you can take the word of God and become a success. Because that's God's plan. Hallelujah. So, stand for yourself now. It's time to discover yourself, your spirit being. You're not a physical body. You know, when people say, I am an Urubu man. I say, where inside your body is Urubu? No, if we dissect you, what is that thing in your body that is Urubu? Yoruba man, where is it? Which part of you? He said, all of me. No. Somebody said, I'm son of the soil. Which one? You know, until your mentality comes out of the world, you don't know Christ. When you come to Christ, you cease to be of this world. You stop thinking like an Urubu man. You stop thinking like an Igbo man. You stop thinking like a Hausa man. You stop thinking like a Nigerian. You stop thinking like an American. You become a Christian. Christian, Christ in you person. Because Christ is a place. Don't forget it. Christ is a place. He is a person, but he is a place. Christ is a place. You have arrived. You have come now. The place is called Zion. He says, we are come. He says, ye are come. In other words, ye have arrived. Where? The city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. That's Christ. That's his place. Didn't you read it just now? He says he quickened us together with Christ. All right? Raised us up together and made us sit together. Where? In the heavenly realms. That's where he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And when I go to prepare a place for you, he said, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Where is that place? Somebody says, it's heaven. It's not heaven. He didn't go to prepare heaven for us. Heaven was always prepared. Come on, understand this stuff. He wasn't talking about heaven. I've tried through the years to let Christians understand that. You know, a lot of them think that when somebody gives his life to Christ, because a lot of the evangelists of many years ago, and some of them still say that, they thought that when you're born again, God starts building your mansion. They say, mansions are being built in heaven right now. Bulldozers are walking in heaven right now. No. Well, no mansions being built. The Bible says all the works were finished from the foundation of the world. All the works in heaven and in earth, they were finished. He's not doing anything. He's not working. He's not building. The angels are not building structures. Heaven is a beautiful place. It's already there. Nobody's mansion is being constructed. God, listen, he says, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Everlasting in the past, deathless past. Everlasting in the future, deathless future. Do you understand? He's God. Do you think that God, let me give you a mystery. You know, Paul said, I'll show you a mystery. He said, we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Let me show you also a mystery. Oh, yeah. When we get to heaven, we are not going to find ourselves, are you here too? Are you here? We're not going to be like, hey, I don't know whether my uncle is here. Uncle Sonny, I don't know whether he's here. Uncle Sonny, I'm looking for Uncle Sonny, I don't know what I see. No! We're not going to be surprised to see ourselves. No, are we going to be surprised that somebody was not there? When we get there, when we all get there, we're going to find that we were always one. There'll be no introductions. Didn't you read in the Bible when Jesus appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration with Moses and Elijah? Did he introduce them? Did Jesus introduce them to Peter, James, and John? No! Peter spoke up. He knew who they were. He said, Master, let us stay here. And let us build three tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Who told him? Because in the realm of the Spirit, there's a oneness. Are you hearing this? So we are in this world, and the Bible says he has given us the gospel. That gospel is God's method for us to locate those that he has chosen. That's what the Bible says. We were chosen in Christ before the world began. Before the world began. Did you catch it? You know, when I read these things in the Word, I am excited. I am not an accident to God. I didn't suddenly make a choice. That choice that I made, I found out that God predestinated me to make that choice. Shout amen, somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. I was born for what I'm doing. I found out. It wasn't just my desire. I was born for it. Are you hearing me? The best thing for a man in life is to find out why he was born and step into God's destiny for his life. How do you find out? By the Holy Ghost. By the Word of God. That's the way you find out. That's how you're born again. The Word and the Spirit. Then through the Word, the Spirit directs you, leads you into the destiny that God pre-arranged for you. Let me, can I? Hi.
Hi.
You still there?
Yes.
Whew. Okay, look at the book of Visions, chapter number 2. When you leave here today, say, that Ephesians, I like Ephesians. You will go and you will ransack Ephesians for yourself. Hallelujah. Then from there, you go to the other books and you keep seeing wonders. Wonders. Let me first read it to you from the King James. Verse 10, chapter 2. Do you love God's word?
Yes.
Say this with me, I'm a success.
I'm a success.
Say, I was born to be. Did you hear that? You were born to be. You were born to reveal his glory. That's why you were born. You're not an accident. You were born for a reason. That's why I told you, always learn to synchronize yourself, all right? By the Holy Ghost, Synchronize yourself so you could be in God's place, in God's time, for God's purpose, in God's way. All the time. So you can function in the perfect will of God. You be in sync with God. So you're working on His timetable. Some people are out of sync. They are off. God's will for them is like this. They are going like this. I'll show you something in a moment. What God says about you and God's will. Hello? Verse 10, chapter 2, book of Ephesians. For we are, not we shall be. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Ah, yeah. Created unto good works. Are you hearing me? I was not made to steal. I was not made to be a robber. Don't you understand what I'm talking about? You that are stealing, somebody with you are stealing. That's not the reason you were born. Don't you understand? You say, how do I know? I know. How? Because everyone who can hear this message is expected by destiny to respond to it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.